Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another GTS motherfucking review. It's Jazz 40 Ounce Connoisseur and...
It's Cat Daddy. Hey everybody, what's going on?
Hey y'all, and we're Girl That Scary.
I was like, professional.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and we're Girl That Scary.
We are, hey.
Yes, and this time we're talking to y'all about Sacrifice 2021. And guess who we're here? Barbara Crampton, y'all.
Hey.
So you see Castle Freak... we're still here, you know, Barbara Crampton's played in quite a few things. Pull up on her.
Yes.
But, anyway, we're here, and, well, let's do, before we spoil this motherfucker. Alright, so this
We gotta tell people where they can find Sacrifice.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all.
You can buy the Blu-rays on the internet.
Yeah, you can buy the Blu-ray on the internet. You can also rent it on, like, pretty much all the, you know...
Vudu, Google Play. Vudu is $6.99, and then Google Play is $4.99.
Yeah,
I saw it on YouTube.
It's on Amazon too for $4.99 as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can rent it off of those places, or you could buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. Shout out to Dread Central.
Dread Central. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We have it on Blu-ray, and we watched it, and you know, it was our time.
It was cool. It was about 1 hour and 27 minutes. It's not that long.
Nope.
It's very straightforward.
Yes.
I thought it was fun. I was not bored. You know, because I watch movies like this all the time, and that's pretty much that. And yeah. Oh, and it was written directed by Andy Collier. I apologize if I butchered that. Please don't be sad with me. And Tore Mion.
Yes. So. It's a good time. I would say definitely check it out. I'm sure it's going to stream somewhere eventually, but I don't know when.
But still check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Give it a rent. Or, you know, if you're into buying films and stuff, give it a buy.
Without spoiling it, I'm just going to let you know this movie turns out to be a cult movie.
And we love cult movies.
And that's not spoiling because it's pretty much in all the commercials, because I saw all the previews and the trailers for stuff afterwards, because, you know, I like to keep a movie a secret until I see it. And I was like, okay, well, all right. I'm excited, because this is what I was going to be into anyway. So, voila, we're here.
So, yes, we are here with this fucking culty-ass film. We worshiping water gods and shit. So, spoiler alert.
Oh, we ain't even telling nobody what happened.
Yeah, well, were we supposed to do that?
No.
Okay. Well, a quick overview. This couple, after, I believe, the death of, what's his name?
Isaac's mom,
because he doesn't even know. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, man, I got some property. It's a house in here. Let me go see. Let me pull up. And they're in,
They went to a Norwegian village. They left New York to go to, like, a Norwegian village.
And this is a village where, oh, you can't just get to the airport from there. You gotta hop on the boat. Somebody gotta take you.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So they're kind of isolated. So they go to this village where this old house where Isaac grew up in for a while. And then they left Because they said, you know, we'll tell you in the spoilers what happened. But at this point, they just move in here, and the town is real creepy. A lot of creepy stuff is happening. A lot of weird dreams and strange behaviors. So
that's it.
Yeah, that's all we're giving you.
Boom. Now the movie's about to be spoiled. Burr, 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 burr. Spoiler alert.
Gang shit. What? All right. Sorry. Sorry, guys. So this is kind of what happens. You know, after death, they pull up to the house or whatever. And they're
Isaac
like,
and Emma.
Yeah, Isaac and Emma. They're like, yeah, what's up? And Emma's pregnant. They're going to have a baby.
Love that for them. Real cute.
They don't know the gender. They don't really care. They're just like, yeah, it's a baby, whatever. So they're hanging out, you know, and the house is old, weird. The water's dirty. You can tell no one's lived here a while. And then they decide, let's get some food or some shit. I'm hungry, man. They go to the bar. And they go to the bar, and people don't want to serve them. Because, you know, Americans. And, I mean, Americans be real entitled anyway, so.
I get it, but, you know, damn, really?
Yes.
That escalated quickly.
Yes. Then he was like, fuck y'all, you know, whatever. We don't have fucking corn dogs and shit, bitch. What the fuck?
He was really coming for them.
And I was like, first of all, corn dogs are good. Okay,
two bear with one. Why did you assume that they wanted corn dogs? Like, they really wanted fish. That was rude.
Yeah. But, you know, Isaac is real combative. Like, he's like, no, you're going to serve us this food.
Yeah, he could have just walked away.
Yeah, like, that gives you what kind of motherfucker he is anyway. You're not about to, you know, his pride is going to take. No, you're going to serve us this food because you fucking work here, bitch, and I have money. So you better serve me.
Lots of red flags.
Also, I'm like, why would you want someone to serve you food after talking to them like that? Because
they came at you crazy. Like, why? Yeah. I know you're trying to poop a point, but I don't think this is the hill to die on, friend. Your partner is like, hey, I don't think this is it. We could just walk away. You know, once again, read the room. Like, I understand your pride is there, and I know somebody's probably like, oh, put a man skirt on 22s, friend. I really feel like you could have just been like, you know what? Because I know what it's like to be pissed in a situation, but you also have to understand, okay, this is not even worth it. And this is poor customer service. Why the fuck would I want to give you any of my money?
Yeah, why you want to even eat here, bro?
No, about to drag your ass on the internet.
So
I'm not, that's not.
Then when he realized the and was like, he grew up here anyway. Then when he say his last name, he give them his fucking American last name. And she's like, no, this is his last name. And they're like, oh shit, they dust his ass
shook
off. Wait a minute, my bad, bro. I ain't even mean to do all that, shawty. We was just, Savage, I was just playing.
That's really what
every
it was.
Every time they hear who the real niggas is, they be like, ooh, Savage, I was just playing. Wait, I didn't mean to do all that. I was just playing. They dust just him up. They fix his shirt up. Get him some food. Get him a towel right now.
Savage, why you driving so?
Yes. anyway.
Got a 12 car come from? It just keeps going. So we'll yes,
end up singing the whole song.
Let's really, not. They get shook. They're like, clearly, you know, his lineage holds some weight on this island, for reasons we find out later. But you know, they kind of discover what's going on with the house. People keep popping up at their house, being in their business. Barbara Crampton shows up. She's Renate. She's a police officer, but also, like you learn, she has got some extracurriculars. She's really, you know, in ties deep with the town. And then we got other people in the town that are just really very interesting characters. We got a young lady who's kind of like a siren-like character who's swimming up to people and trying to get sex with her husband. And every time Emma and Isaac are off doing two separate things or somehow get separated, you know, people are coming at Emma in, what's her name? Yeah, Emma in her sleep.
Uh-huh.
She's in the bathtub. There's tentacles coming out of the water.
Oil.
What was really interesting was they are walking over yonder and they see, they come up, they happen to stumble upon Renee and doing, like, you know, the ritual or the sermon situation with the rest of the people that seem to be in this group.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's a religious group, but you realize it's kind of a cult later.
Yeah, because they invite him. She was like, come to dinner. Because first they go to the bar and you know they told the police.
Mm-hmm.
And she pull up at their house just asking fucking questions. Like, so what about this? So what about this? And literally spills the beans to Isaac that, oh, your dad didn't run away. Your mama killed your fucking daddy, bitch.
And then y'all skedaddled to the United States real quick.
The blood is right by your foot, baby. And you're like, what? Surprise. So he's like, oh my fucking goodness. She's like, I'm so sorry. Come to dinner. Like, I don't want to come to your house, but okay. So then she's like, come tomorrow. Yeah. And I don't know if there's something like already over him or over that house or whatever, but he's like, I'm gonna get in the water.
Maybe something awakened as soon as he touched down.
Yeah.
Touchdown?
Like, yeah. He's like, I'm getting in the water. And he gets in the fucking water and he's strange ever since. I mean, he was already a little strange before, but...
She baptizes him in the water, and it was giving me real Game of Thrones, you know, by the sea people. And uh-huh. I was like, okay, more culty. And they all had their fits on, because everyone's getting dunked under the water, dunkaroo party. And it was his turn, Isaac's turn to get dunked. And he was stuck under there, and it gave me, you know, like just like a glimpse of Get Out, you know, when, you know, it goes to the sunken place. But he was, the way he was under the surface, and then you could see, and it sounds like someone slowed down a record, and it's like, blah, 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 blah,
yeah, somebody talking to you, green lights, bubbles.
Oh, shit, here we go. He came back, like Jazz said, he was not the same guy. He was definitely like,
why are we leaving? Guy. We didn't plan to stay here.
Man. Emma was like, girl, we only came here to look at this property, dust it up a little bit, and, you know, figure out what the fuck was going on. We had all the intentions of going back home.
Because she was like, we're not even losing nothing. This is extra property. We can just sell it whenever it sells because we already have somewhere to live. So don't really know why you would consider us living here. He was like, you're so selfish. You only think of yourself.
We have a community here. What? You just met these motherfuckers yesterday.
This is not my community. Nigga, I've never been here before. What the fuck?
All of your family is back home. Emma's looking at us like, girl, what are you talking about? Your whole family is back in the States. I mean, this is cute and all, but this was not permanent. Him. Well, fuck all the noise you're talking about. This is my family now. And that's when I knew. Oh, okay. I see what type of time they're on. Y'all, right now. Listen, here we go.
Anyway, look, they turned up. You already know it's wild. And Barbara Pittman is the main... Listen, she's the main culprit. You dunked them under the water. She's always right. Everything's going to be fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything is absolutely okay. Because you're too calm for my good. Like, you know...
I like that.
And then the people are turning, like, him against his wife. Like, what's his name? Gunnar? Yeah. Mm. He's like, yeah. Oh, they fucking wives are fucking
very
stupid.
Interesting how that relationship played out. We went from trying to rough people up in the bars, and next time we kissing their boots, but okay.
And giving them drinks. Oh, fuck that bitch. They know they always want to complain or some shit when all of her complaints are fucking valid.
Yep.
Girl, I want to get out of here. Now, what he does say to her is like, you so ignorant. Like, so, which is rude. But she made a few comments about people's religion that she kind of could have kept to herself.
Yeah.
So, because she definitely was like, oh, we need to call him, like, the lazy one instead of, like, the slumbering one.
Yeah.
Because he sleep all the time. Girl, don't be talking about that guy like that, girl. Who the fuck?
Yeah, that's really disrespectful. And he had the right to come for her, but also I felt like he drugged that shit out longer than what it needed to be because he used it for any excuse. Like, after a while, it was no longer her being disrespectful. Like, it was her, okay, I've corrected my ways, but I'm genuinely concerned about what's happening here. This is not normal. We gotta fucking go.
And he's like, I don't understand. You're making the decision for us.
What?
We're not having a good time here.
He's having a good time here. So Emma takes basically off on her own after she then whacks Isaac upside the head, because Isaac is getting really, at this point, he's decided he's staying. They are staying. He's made the final decision. What he say is law. He's getting real abusive. He's giving real dad flashbacks, essentially, you know, without saying something occurred, apparently, you know, domestically between his parents. So just, you know, guys, trigger warning on that. And there's something that's happening here. And then, you know, she knocks him upside the head, knocks him out. And is able to hightail it out the fucking vicinity. Bruh. And she gets to the ferryman, and it's like, I have to go. I'm giving you my best excuses. Ultimately, I have to get the fuck off this island. I need to get out of here. And he's like, yeah, I can't even do that if I wanted to.
There's a storm coming tonight. I don't think she wants you to go. And he's like, what? We did well.
And she's like, you know my business. And he's like, well, I mean, you know, yes, but essentially, I mean, I heard some things. I'm not really with them guys, but also at the same time, I'm with them guys. So we're not leaving. I'm leaving the boat tomorrow at 9 a.m. And I couldn't even leave, like Jess said, if I wanted to. So just, yeah. You might as well just go.
You know,
where's your husband?
Yeah. He was like, you can come back tomorrow. Tomorrow? Girl, I gotta go right the fuck now.
I don't even want to tell y'all exactly what happens in the end, but do know that there is a point in the movie where it's a twist, and I did not expect that. Yeah. I thought it had something to do with something else, but I didn't know it was going to flip on its head like that. I felt like this was an offspring, perhaps, situation. I don't know. No. Lineage, something.
No, they was like, girl, we went for this moment our whole lives. Mm. Great. Hello.
Well.
So, yeah, we're not going to spoil it. But it was a fun, culty movie. Lots of interesting colors. Lots of use.
I like their color choices.
Yeah, bright greens and, like, lots of shots from underwater and the water looking menacing. Like, she's trying to boil some fucking eggs and shit, and the water's under here like, bitch, no. I'm gonna beat your ass. Whoa.
You know what I liked? I liked that we got to, but we barely saw the entity, the slumbering one. We barely got to see the slumbering one. We knew that it existed because we could hear it. We just saw that its influence when there was water around. We saw some tentacles come up, you know, it's a couple tentacle shots that was giving me, you know, if that's your thing, it was really erotic, highs in a weird way. It was just like, okay, you know, all right. But at the same time, it's tentacles, nigga, that's what tentacles are doing. They're hanging out.
Yeah.
But I like that. I didn't really need to see a whole big monster. I like that they left it to our imagination, even if that was for budgetary reasons. Like, it's cool, girl. I see you. Like, I see the vision.
If you're going to show the monster, that monster better be really worth showing.
Yeah.
And I feel like this wasn't like...
Less was more.
Yeah, I feel like this wasn't like a super low budget film, but I feel like the budget was low enough that if they would have tried to show that whole thing, it might not have been the best quality. So, like, them tentacles you showed us, the ink, the voice,
it
the
did lights. Good.
Thanks. That was enough.
It created a suspension. You got me off of, you know, now anytime somebody is in a body of water or under or around it, or you heard it.
Like, that's how I'm fucking go.
I don't like them sounds. Sounds be getting me.
Bitch, what if you in here trying to boil your fucking water for the tea? Or what?
Swat the air.
Well, we ain't drinking no tea today, bitch. You trying to take a shower. Bitch.
Y'all gotta cut that shit out.
You're flipping the planet.
Just real stressed, like, I don't think so. Immediately find God. Like, I just, you know,
No.
Let's try it out.
Water's scary anyway, so, especially when you can't see the fucking bottom.
And, you know, it's a lot of deities out there in the world, so that really just, you know, it was really, I like the exploration of that, because I like when people talk about, like, water gods and all the other thing. But that shit is scary. So, yeah. I like those mythological stories. I found this movie to be kind of fun. And I think that y'all should check it out. I think it's a really fun movie to watch on maybe like a date or maybe a friend movie. Or maybe you could do like a stream link up, because if you're not comfortable going outside, even if you have the vaccine or not vaccinated, maybe you want to just still stream something with your bros because you just want to stay in the house, because it's a lot more fun to do that anyways. I would stream this movie. Everybody could chip in like $2. And then you could just have like a really fun thing, and you could take a shot every time they say a word. Water shot, drink juice shot, drink shot. Do a shot.
Yeah, not a shot.
Check out Sacrifice.
Yeah, I think, yeah, check this motherfucker out. I like, you know, like I said, I really enjoy the cult parts. And a lot of the dream sequences are terrifying. You know, it's a lot of dream sequences.
There were a lot, and I found them entertaining. I didn't feel like they like stalled the movie on. I felt like they pushed it along. I felt like it was substantial to the storyline. And it was cool to see that there may or may not be more than one person dreaming. Yeah. And there's different stuff happening to the same people, but you know, essentially the same message is getting passed along.
Dream well.
So yeah, dream well.
Yeah, that's it, guys. Watch this motherfucker. And also, pull up on us at grltspod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You know, send us a little email or something.
We love emails. We love communicating.
Yes. You can also follow us at Girl That's Scary on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
You know, if you like exclusive. You can pull up on our Patreon,
Patreon party.
Yes, patreon.com/girlthatscary. We have like bonus episodes.
Yes.
Bonus spoiler free reviews.
Yes.
And, you know, just all types of fun stuff on there.
And more fun stuff to come. So pull on up while you can.
We also have a panel that's on there that you don't even have to be. There's no paywall. So you could just, it's just on the page. You can just be like, oh, wow, look at this. That's cool.
Yep.
We were on a panel. So, yeah, you can check us out there. You know, just pull up on us and watch this movie so we can kind of, like, discuss.
Because I would love to discuss.
Because I would like some more cult movies.
Yeah. This was fun.
I'm fully prepared.
I like this. Shout out to Dress Central. Thank you so much for saying this. We really had a blast. Shout out to all the fun stuff in there that came, like, the jelly beans.
Yeah. Okay. Kathleen and these goddamn jelly beans.
They were so yummy. I love them.
He's like, yeah, jelly beans.
R.I.P. to my teeth.
Okay. All right. They're still here right now. You don't have to. They're not gone.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, musical numbers. Yes. But pull up on us, y'all. We very much are very thankful for, all your support.
Yes.
And all those fun stuff.
Yes. For us. And support Barbara Crampton and shit, you know?
Yeah.
She's been with us for some time in the horror industry. Like, yeah. In the movies. You've seen
Barbara. Do that. Five stars for five-star chicks.
Yeah, rate us five stars for five-star chicks.
Y'all are stars. Star you look good. Five-star chick. All right, y'all.
All right.
Bye.